I'd like to share with you today something that drives me professionally, how to automate machine learning. What you do in development is that you create a model and fit it to the data, and then basically that model is done. Where I'm coming from, the IoT world, the problem is that machines are very different, and machines behave very different, and machines have certain processes that decrease the actual health of the machine. So there is a wear in the machine. Problem is with models that are built on top of a good machine is that they do not work when the machine wears down. What you need to do is that the models need to be maintained, the models need to be retrained. How do you do that? In one of my earlier vlogs, I've been talking a lot about streaming and batch processing, and that in the batch processing layer, you are creating the models because you have all the data, and then you are applying the models in the streaming processing layer. The idea that you need to incorporate is this is a constant cycle. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to do this manually. You need to figure out a process of automatic retraining and automatic pushing into production of models. It starts the retraining phase. It automatically evaluates the training, and it works as long as it needs to create a good model. And then after the evaluation is complete and is good, the model gets pushed into production and into the stream processing. And this is a very big issue, a very big problem for a lot of companies, because most of the times what you're seeing is only that with the platforms you can create models. Those models then get used into production, but this loop is almost nowhere to be seen. That is a very big issue that needs to be solved if you want to do machine learning in production. You can start with manual interaction of the training, but at some point you need to automate everything. This is the hard part. You are manipulating input variables for the models. If you think about deep learning, you're manipulating the layer size, how many layers you have. You're manipulating the depth of the layers, how many neurons you have in a layer. You're manipulating other factors. All those values need to be automatically trained or tested. This is a very hard part. Okay, guys, so please take away from this. It's not always so easy to do machine learning in production because the models are not working forever and you need to retune or retrain the models. And somehow the whole platform needs to support that. Otherwise, it's a lot of manual work, and you cannot do that, especially if you want to operate at scale. Bye-bye.